listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
They heard about the Rolexes and the Lexes with the Texas license plates from out of state. They heard about the pounds you got down to Georgetown, and they heard you got half of Virginia locked down. They even heard about the crib you brought your moms out in Florida, the fifth corridor, called a coroner. There's gonna be a lot of slow singing, the flower bringing, if my burglar alarm starts ringing. What you think all the guns is for? All-purpose war got the Rottweilers by the door, and I feed them gunpowder so they can devour the criminals trying to drop my decimals. Damn, niggas want to stick me for my cream, and it ain't a dream. Things ain't always what it seems. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen,
the ones that smoke blunts with ya. Well, it is a Monday, so that means I think it's actually college championship bowl game Monday.
Okay.
Which I don't even know if I'm watching that shit tonight.
I don't know.
Supergirl is back.
I like that better than watching the game.
Yeah. I don't know what else is happening Mondays, but oh, Love Hip Hop. So that's dope. This is the Black Guy Who Tips. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Just search the Black Guy Who Tips and we'll come up. And leave us 5-star reviews, and if we like them, we'll read them on the show. It's a very simple process.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you guys enjoy it. You know, leave us 5-star reviews, and we'll read them Saturday when we do our feedback show. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
an unofficial sport.
It's bullet ball.
A bullet ball extreme. And today's podcast, today is day number 390 that Bobby Schmurder is locked up in jail. Which is always a sad thing to note. Read somewhere today that the affluenza teen's mother, you know, Ethan Couch's mom, she just had her bail reduced from $1 million to $75,000.
What?
And she's the definition of a flight risk.
Right. She's already she ran one time. She's shown you that she gonna get out and y'all might not never catch her ass again. Like, next time she like, I'm gonna be smarter.
And her whole thing is money is the problem with that family because it's they got too much of it. And what do? We say, hey, let's get these people back on the streets. Isn't that a shame? Is that what you go to the polls and vote for, America? Think about it. Today's show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. In addition to white privilege, it is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Tweaked Audio is offering you guys some really nice headphones that they won't break your bank already, but they're high quality and they have a lot of variety. That's right, guys, all that shit. Not to mention, because you listen to this podcast and they like you so much, they want to give you 33% off of the shit that you already are getting a good deal on. And in addition to that, they want to give you free shipping. I know, it's crazy to me too. What are they thinking? And lastly, they comes with a lifetime warranty for all kinds of damage that people do to headphones and when they break, because you know headphones break, it's what they do. And they replace your headphones, you know, at no charge to you. So they will send you some new headphones, and you guys should definitely look into it. Like I said, I haven't run into an issue returning my headphones, although, you know, we've gone through quite a few pair. You know, make sure you guys, you know, get hooked up, because if you buy headphones somewhere else, there's 0% chance they're going to just give you some new headphones. Okay? So make sure you guys go to tweakedaudio.com and get you some headphones that hopefully last you for the rest of your life.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of Bobby Schmurder, Bobby Schmurder's attorney was talking about him today.
What'd he say?
Basically what we already knew, the police were targeting Bobby.
Right.
They said his name is Alex Spiro. He said two Brooklyn detectives sued for misconduct targeted Schmurder, real name Aquil Pollard, with at least three stops and stop and frisk, you know, stops, which turned up nothing. So they were just waiting, hoping, trying to find him riding dirty or something.
Mm-hmm. And they did, so the same people stopped him three times.
Yeah.
So they was been following him then.
He wouldn't name the detectives, but said they've been sued in federal court for planting evidence, false arrest, and violating arrestees' Fourth Amendment rights, and asked the prosecution to hand over police records related to the stops. A couple of detectives involved in the case have significant credibility issues, Sparrow said Monday in Manhattan Supreme Court. I learned that these same detectives have been stopping my client for years. Each one of those stops and frisk reports have to be turned over before this case proceeds.
Don't blame them. You're goddamn right. I'm going to be looking and combing all of this.
The lawyer said the detectives' actions show that some police may have had it in for the hot nigga rapper. It is our position by stopping him and frisking him and not finding contraband that absence of evidence is evidence.
Right.
Spiro comments came as it was revealed in court that Schmurder's drug possession charge stemming from cops finding crack cocaine in the car Schmurder and others were inside was dropped.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But prosecutors still link Schmurder to illegal guns and contend that he led the GS9 gang that played Brooklyn with drugs and shootings.
You know what? I'm going to be like them white folks on Making the Murder. I'm like, he ain't do that shit. I got sympathy. I got empathy and free him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at least let him out on bail is all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Give the man a chance to earn a living.
Come on now.
To fund his defense. You know, I don't understand why he's considered some much more of a risk.
Right. Then the lady who has shown you that she's willing to go to another country.
Mm-hmm. Smurda, dressed in a gray sweater and handcuffed from behind, looked down as his lawyer spoke. He'd been locked up on $2 million bail since December 2014.
Ooh.
On felony weapons and gang conspiracy charges. Outside court, Spiro confirmed he'll be try to spring Smurda on a bail again when his client is back in court early next week. Schmurder's mother, Leslie Pollard, told Bossup the stop and frisk allegations needed to come out. It needs to be heard. It's not only happening to him, but to other kids in the neighborhood.
Of course, they're just basically targeting certain people, following them around, you know, because if it's the same officers, they got their eye on you.
Yep. Pollard said there was no way her son's bail would be so high.
Right.
He wasn't a rapper with a hit single. I want them to start treating him like a Kill Pollard, not Bobby Schmurder. If he was treated like a Quill Pollard, he would be home. He wouldn't have a $2 million bail.
No, he would not, ma'am.
So, just thought that was interesting. There's apparently huge news today in the world of music, in addition to the Bobby Schmurder stuff. Rock legend David Bowie has died at the age of 69.
Word?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's been around for a long time.
69 years old. British music icon David Bowie has died of cancer at the age of 69, drawing an outpouring of tributes for the innovative star famed for groundbreaking hits like Ziggy Stardust and his theatrical shape-shifting style. A notoriously private person, Bowie's death came as a surprise just days after he had released his 25th studio album, Black Star, on his 69th birthday on Friday.
Wow, 25 albums.
Mm-hmm. This is probably gonna blow everybody's mind. I did not know who David Bowie was until this morning.
You didn't know who David Bowie was? Wow. Nope. He been making music for years, and some music that influenced other people's music.
That's what I'm learning today.
Oh, okay.
I'm learning all this shit today. I asked who he was on Facebook. And people legit thought I was trolling.
Right.
Some people got angry. So one person, I had to kick her off my page because she said it was like asking who he was like bringing up molestation during Michael Jackson's death. I have no idea how those two things are related, but she had to go. She was, that's nuts though.
Right.
Because I just didn't know.
Right. You know what? And you will be, because the thing about David Bowie's music is that his music transcends race and color, but for a lot of people, when they think about him, they think that, oh, that's just white people music. but a lot of black people rock and fuck with his stuff and sample his beats and all that stuff.
Yeah, I've only heard of him in passing. Like, I know he, well, Bo talks about him. Mm-hmm. But you know, the thing with Bo is, Bo has his opinions on music and shit, and I think people associate me and Bo together, but me and Bo don't even talk about music. I don't, there's a lot of shit Bo talks about where I'm just like, well, that's him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Bo can name every Prince and like Stevie Wonder album and every song on every track. I'm not always into the same music as Bo. So that was that. I think a lot of people were shocked that he, cause Bo was apparently going on people's radio show to like eulogize and talk about him. And mm-hmm. I'm sure I'll learn about him today whenever Bo talks about it then.
Mm-hmm. Cause he knows a lot about the history. Like Bo's really into like nuance details about certain
music is his bag thing, right? That's what he's into. But to me, that would be like someone saying, I can't believe Bo didn't know who JJ Abrams was. And I'm like, nah, I'm the guy who knows who JJ Abrams is. Bo don't watch movies,
right?
So like, it was weird. Like, that was part of the people's response, is like, well, Bo knows, how you don't? I don't know. Secondly, this shit happens all the time culturally. I've never seen A Christmas Story. You know what I mean?
Like, it's a lot of shit that happened. I'm like, who that? What they do? Where they come from? It's like everybody just expects everybody to know everybody, and that's not possible.
Right. And like, the people that thought I was trolling, have you noticed I have never made a David Bowie joke or reference?
Right.
Or played a song on this fucking 1100 shows, or even in the warm up before the 1100 shows
of David Bowie?
I just don't know, dude, like that. I think, apparently, you know, but I've learned today, like, a lot of mm-hmm. stuff. Apparently Luther Vandross used to be a backup singer mm-hmm. for David Bowie, so I guess that's how he got his start. So that's major. I mean, I do know Luther Vandross,
right?
He black. He was married to Iman, the model, black woman. So I think that's another reason a lot of people knew about him. That wasn't on my purview. Like, that wasn't a thing that I was keeping track of, to be honest.
Did he make music with Tina Turner? I think he did.
I don't know.
If I'm not mistaken, but
I don't know. Like, that's the thing, though. I guess the internet is just so cynical and people are so fucked up.
Right.
Like, me asking that question was taken as a slight towards David Bowie for not knowing who the fuck David Bowie was. It wasn't like I said he's a nobody or fuck David Bowie or something. Like, I was legit I tweeted an article that said he died, and then I went on my, you know, you can see on Facebook, Twitter and stuff, mm-hmm. everybody was talking about it. I was like, so who's David Bowie? Because it sounds kind of important,
right? And on top of that, I'm keeping it real, we're in our motherfucking 30s. This man is almost 70 years old, so I can guarantee you there's people in their 20s asking the same goddamn question you ask: who the fuck is this old ass man that everybody's crying over?
Apparently I just wasn't supposed to ask, man. I should have just googled it and not said shit to nobody. I didn't know it was gonna be this crazy.
People just stupid.
The other thing too was, if I was gonna make jokes about him being dead, I ain't scared of y'all. I would have made the jokes,
right?
I did the same shit when Paul Walker died, you know, like, and when R. Kelly dies, I'm gonna do it. Like, I'm not scared of no jokes, you know what I mean? So that was a weird response. Like, wow, I see you trolling. Like, no, you know, if I was trolling, I don't even have enough references of David Bowie shit to make jokes about him dying,
right?
I don't know enough, you know what I mean? So but apparently he was extremely influential, so I'm interested in, you know, being like, okay, so maybe that's some shit I can look into. And I found out that I know some of his shit in passing,
right,
you know what I mean? Just because it's kind of like how people know Star Wars references but they have never seen the Star Wars movie. We literally just had people telling us, I've never seen any of the Star Wars movies. And to me, I'm like, what? You never seen a Star Wars movie? But I can understand. I don't go, why you trolling me, man, with this bullshit? I'm like, I get it. Life is big. We can't all be into the same shit.
No, we can't. And I'm familiar with David Bowie from MTV. Like, he was one of the first, like, music video type of stars, like with Michael Jackson in that area in the 80s. And so I used to watch a lot of MTV when I was younger. Yeah. And like people say, a lot of he does like duets and solo songs. It would kind of slowly creep his way into R&B, but most people, you know, oh, that's cool, but they ain't really go, you know, look to see who he was. Mm-hmm. That, you know, some people may just assume because it was an R&B, maybe he was black or whatever, or because, you know, certain rappers or whatever may have sampled his music, and other, you know, artists and genres may have sampled his music. People just made their assumptions. But like you say, he's so big, he has touched a lot of different genres of music, but it don't mean that you know who these people are just because they reach across different genres of music.
I've only known references to David Bowie. I know Bowie's in Space, the song from Flight of the Conchords, and even when that song, even during that episode, I was kind of like, I don't really get this song, you know what I'm saying? Even during that, I know the cartoon Venture Brothers had David Bowie as like the as like a spirit creature or something, like a wizard or something. Once again, it's not like that didn't make me go, oh yeah, I'm gonna go listen to all to 25 albums,
right?
So it was just really weird being on the outside looking in, because, you know, my thing was, I'm not gonna go on someone's page and shit on the man. I don't have any jokes, I have nothing mean to say about him. And I really was just kind of like, okay, this dude touched a lot of people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's so weird because I don't know if people just always ready for a fight or what, but it was never any disrespect on my part.
Nope.
So it was like, that shit was pissing me off so bad today, because I was like, really? Y'all think, as if I wouldn't make a joke if I thought I had a joke.
Right.
As if. Like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger dies, I'm gonna have jokes. When Joan Rivers died, I had nothing but jokes all day. Like, what are we, who do y'all know me? Like, it was, right. I really just was like, oh yeah, I don't really know enough about that dude. I only know references to him.
Right, and it's just one of those things where, for some reason, when it comes to you, people just make assumption that everything you say is a motherfucking joke. And it was like, nah, I could be serious too. Everything I say ain't a joke, ain't a slight. Everything I say ain't a joke. But it's like, when you say something, I was like, ah, here go Rod again with that old bullshit. You know, and you're like, come on, dawg. Every time you post something, ask a question, you would get mad too if people never took anything you said fucking seriously.
It's weird too, because like people, like someone was like, you're a pretty cultured, intelligent guy. I'm like, that doesn't mean I know all the fucking music.
And you know what, too?
Like, I guarantee you there's something that I fuck with that I think is a huge deal. There's something that everybody fucks with, and it's every single person on this planet, that if enough people go, if we ask enough questions, you'll be like, yeah, I don't fuck with that. I don't know enough about that. I'm clueless. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, like I said, to me, it's the same reaction as when someone says, well, I've never seen a Star Trek or Star Wars movie or something. I'm like, huh, you've been on this planet 37 years and you never have. I don't go, man, you a motherfucking lie, dog. I know you trolling right now. I'm like, it's possible.
Yeah, yes, it is. You know? Because there's a lot of old movies that are deemed classic, and a lot of old TV shows that I deem classic, or some even in my childhood that I've never seen, and some of them I probably may never see in my lifetime, and I'm okay and content with that. And same thing with other people too, but I think it's just one of those things, because we talk on the mics, and because you have such a diverse background and you're very knowledgeable on a lot of things, people just assume that you're in the know everything, and nobody possibly can be.
Yeah, I'm just not that. Like, if any rock and roll shit, I don't know, and I don't even pretend to know.
Right, I'm not heavy in it either.
I don't know at all. I'm not even heavy. I'm saying, like, if you said name all of Motley Crue's song, I can't name one. I don't know their songs. I don't know any of fucking Poison songs. I don't like
I couldn't
Black name Sabbath. I don't know the difference from what Black Sabbath sounds like,
or Guns N' Roses,
or Metallica sounds like, or Guns N' Roses sounds like. It's just not my shit. I didn't grow up worshiping that culture.
Right,
I was more listening to hip-hop, you know, a little bit of R&B. I'm not even huge in the R&B like that, so it was just like, you know, such a rude fucking response from so many people, man. I was about to cut some people out, but luckily I got patience. I only had to cuss one of y'all out. But man, yeah. Y'all gotta learn some fucking manners, man.
Yeah, and when it comes to music, you have people that are quote unquote, I just see it in chat, that are music snobs, and they just assume that, hey, if you don't know, something's wrong with you. But it's a bunch of shit that I know that you might not know, but I don't look down on you because of, out of your lack of knowledge.
Yeah, god damn, man, that shit pissed me off today. But I think it's because I was kind of pissed off from last night too, because the Golden Globes. But anyway, back okay. to David Bowie in this article. Mm-hmm. He died peacefully Sunday, surrounded by his family after a courageous 18-month battle with cancer, said a statement posted on his official social media accounts. Film director Duncan Jones, Bowie's son with his first wife Angie Bowie, confirmed the news on Twitter. Very sorry and sad to say it's true. I'll be offline for a while. Love to all, Jones wrote on his official account. The death brings the curtain down on one of the most acclaimed artists of modern British music, with a career dating back to the hit Space Oddity in 1969 about an astronaut called Major Tom who is abandoned in space. He spanned styles ranging from, wow, I just found out what that line meant in fucking Bowie's in Space. He spanned styles ranging from glam rock, new romantic, kraut rock and dance music to alternative rock, jungle soul and hard rock, underpinned by an astonishing array of stage personas from the sexually ambiguous Ziggy Stardust to the so-called Thin White Duke. Bowie had last performed in 2006, was rarely seen in public, and it was unclear whether he died in his long-term home in New York or his native Britain. Let's see, he was the master of reinvention. Though he left school with just one qualification, an O-level in art, he went on to sell an estimated 140 million records worldwide, with his biggest selling album, Less Dance, selling seven million copies. I only know those two words from Less Dance, so I guess that's not really fair to say I've
heard it. Yeah, you play it, I'm like, I know what that is.
All right, like, you get more than, like, you get past Less Dance, I'm gonna be doing a lot of humming, a lot of two-step.
Yeah.
In the first of many reinventions that were to make him a style icon, he named himself David Bowie in 1966 to avoid confusion with Davy Jones, lead singer with the Beatles, rivals the Monkees, and studied Buddhism and mime. In 1970s the decade that saw him dominate the British music scene, conquer the United States, brought forward a string of successful albums. It began with critically acclaimed Hunky Dory, continued with the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Whoa, that was an album title.
That's interesting.
Whose hits included Starman and Suffragette City, followed by the rock album Aladdin Sane, the apocalyptic Diamond Dogs, and fling with the so-called Plastic Soul, Station to Station. Yo, I have legit never heard of any of those.
Me either.
That's crazy, man, that he was this famous, you know what I mean? He then switched gears once more, moving to Berlin to work with electronic experimentalist Brian Eno and produce a trio of albums, Low, Heroes, and Lodger. The 1980s saw him win over a new generation with Let's Dance, which yielded the hit singles China Girl and Modern Love. And in 1985, team up with Mick Jagger for a cover of Dancing in... I have seen that Dancing in the Street video on Family Guy. Was him.
They poked fun at it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That was him. That helped to push the Band-Aid Live Aid charity projects. Yeah, they were making a joke about how, like, that video was gay and shit, like, back then. But then... I mean, back then it was cool, but now people would have been like, no, those two dudes are about to kiss. His chameleon-like ability to reinvent his image, drawing on everything from mime to kabuki theater, was accompanied by a string of albums until heart problems curtailed his productivity in 2000s. He also appeared in films and acting in cameo roles, from his striking appearance in the 1986 Oh, yeah, I've seen Labyrinth. I remember him from that. This got to be like, I know people listening got to hate this. This is like me being like, I know Michael Jordan from Space Jam.
Right.
I remember that. He also had several good Gatorade commercials. Everybody's like, man, the fucking music is the shit.
Right.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Right. Like I said, I know of him, but I don't really like know him and his music like that. But yeah, I'm not like oblivious to him.
And let's see, the plan of prisoner of war in Japan in 1983's Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. And inventor Nikola Tesla in The Prestige in 2006. That was him? I had to go back and watch that. I love that movie. I did not know that was David Bowie.
We seen that. That's the one with
Christian Bale.
Right. That was an excellent movie.
Yeah, that's a Christopher Nolan movie. He surprised the world by launching a surprise single, Where Are We Now, on his 66th birthday, 2013, after a decade of silence, recalling his days in Berlin in the 1970s, and hailed by critics as a major comeback. Man. So yeah, man, people loved him, man. Mm-hmm. Madonna tweeted about him. I'm devastated. This great artist changed my life. Yo, it's wild that we've lived so long that we get our statements from other major stars from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you used to have to be like, oh, the news interview Madonna, or the pop artist released a statement to MTV. Now
not
it's like,
no more.
Kanye West tweeted, David Bowie was one of my most important inspirations. So fearless, so creative. He gave us magic for a lifetime.
Yeah, I seen somebody in the chat say he did a song with I'll Be Sure.
What?
Right.
Yo, he was versatile, man. So fucking major from Mick Jagger to I'll Be Sure.
Right.
Damn.
And Luther Vandross, come on, dog.
So yeah, man, you know, rest in peace, dog. That's you know, that sucks, man. It sounds like the world lost an awesome person musically and stuff. Although once again, with everybody just saying kind of everything they know about the person, someone was like, yeah, he had sex with a 13-year-old girl too.
Oh, never heard that. Right.
Like it was, that shit was just kind of like grand opening, grand close. I was like, oh, he seems like a pretty dope dude. It's like, yeah, he fucked 13-year-old girl too. I was like, oh, okay, well, that is a lot. You know what I mean?
Right. I didn't know.
I didn't bring it up. I didn't know.
Right. I didn't know that either. That's news to me.
People mad at me for just asking. You right. Know, who he was. But yeah, apparently, that was another mark on his life that, you know, I don't know the details of that one.
Me either.
Maybe I should have looked it up before we started. So I don't know if it's just an allegation, if this some shit that's been proved, if he went to jail. I know the Westboro Baptist Church was calling him all kinds of names based on this. Man, that's weird. It doesn't seem to be a lot of news articles on it. It seems to be a lot of like you know what I'm saying, like CNN, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, here's an article from houstonpress.com that said, well, this says 10 musicians who had a penchant for young girls. 10, damn, that's a lot. He's out here fucking these little girls, man. All these women in the world,
right?
Ain't no need for that, man. Don Johnson,
I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I don't know. Heartbeat is his song. He managed to land the uber hot Melanie Griffith. Only problem is she was 14 at the time. Damn. He claimed Griffith was the aggressor in the relationship, something that wouldn't shock us if you read. Yo, 14 though, bruh.
Right.
Is this Don Johnson the actor or some other Don Johnson?
I have no idea, baby.
Sonny Bono. Yeah, he apparently, no one thinks there's a man on this earth that tells Cher what to do, but she was 16 when she met him and he was 27. Shit. Ted Nugent. Well, that's not surprising. Jimmy Page. David Bowie. Where's David Bowie's paragraph? Did they delete it? Oh, cause, yo, did they? Oh, wait, here it is. They both, oh, wait, Jimmy Page and David Bowie are on the same one because they both had sex with the same girl.
Oh.
Lori Maddox. Maddox, or Lori Lightning as she was known, was a notorious groupie in the early 70s. She reportedly lost her virginity to Bowie at the ripe age of 13 and began a relationship with Page at 14 while he was still involved with Des Bears. I don't know who that is. Page went so far as to have his manager snatch her up and bring her to his room the first time they hooked up. They carried on a secret affair for a couple of years. Shit.
Wow.
So it is true. Should I finish this list? Chuck Berry. Is that the twist, dude? Barry is a cantankerous old sot. Watch hell rock and roll if you don't believe us, but Barry, one of the fathers of rock music and a living legend. So we let him slide when it comes to attitude. What we don't cotton to is reports of his exploits with younger ladies. In 1961, he's arrested for transporting a minor across state lines.
Oh,
in this case, a 14-year-old girl. He also allegedly videotaped women in the bathroom of a restaurant he bought in 1989.
Shit.
Don Henley, who's the Eagles drummer / singer. He was arrested when police found him with a drug naked 16-year-old in his house.
Shit.
And he got a $2,000 for 2 years of probation.
That's all?
That's it. Bill Wyman, the Rolling Stones, sexual appetites are stuff of legend, but Wyman might lead the pack. It has been documented that he slept with more than 1,000 women throughout his life, a number that would make Wilt Chamberlain proud, but his most controversial affair was with Mandy Smith, an 18-year-old. He had been seeing since she was 13 when he was in his 60s. What? Shit. Jerry Lee Lewis. The scandal essentially ruined his career. He famously married his 13-year-old cousin. His first cousin, once removed, that's key, was not his first wife. He said in an interview he was first married at the age of 14 to a 17-year-old. And, of course, R. Kelly, who I feel like you guys all know. But yeah, wow. All right.
Didn't see
that. Yeah, apparently she wrote a article called Confessions of a 70s Groupie, I Lost My Virginity to David Bowie.
Wow, so she wrote a book.
Well, I guess, I don't know if it's a book, but it's definitely a blog post. This is from November 9th, 2015. That's crazy, man. I know people about to be like, it was a long time ago, but I don't know. 13, always going to be 13.
Now, ain't that the truth, no matter what generation it is.
Anyway, man, I ain't really here to deify or to throw this man down or anything, but, you know, it is what it is. If that's your story, that's your story. That's what you did. I ain't really here, you know, because I know some people are like, don't talk about it, but y'all best believe when R. Kelly died, I'm talking about it. So
see, I'm talking about that. He alive and kicking.
Yeah, I just don't know enough about his life to be going in on this man, honestly. And I think also people just seem to have a tolerance for that shit if they like people.
Right. It don't matter what you do. If you can play ball or play sports or act or dance real good or sing real well, everybody willing to let your transgressions go.
Yeah, a grown-ass man fucking a 13-year-old, I mean,
that's not cool.
Yeah, unless it's like the pilgrim days or some shit. I don't understand what we're talking about. All right, man, but that's sad news that that he's dead, apparently. So many people were fans of his, but at least he got 25 albums and a long career to look back on.
Yes, he does.
So we'll see. Naughty by Nature's Tretch go, oh wait, I know what the other thing was I want to talk about before I even get into this. Fucking Golden Globes. I talk about that shit too.
Okay, we'll do that now.
I'm not recapping or anything. I only got one point to make.
Okay.
Sylvester Stallone got an award. He won for best supporting actor.
Mm-hmm.
In a drama, not comedy. Although I don't think Golden Globes knows what comedy is. The Martian is comedy. Joy is a comedy.
Everything goddamn comedy.
The Big Short was a comedy. I don't know what the rules were last night, but he won and he thanked everybody, that like his family, the person that originally made the first Rocky, his wife, you know, all his agents. He thanked his agent twice, I believe, and he blanked on Ryan Coogler and the co-stars of the film, Michael B. Jordan, Tessa Thompson, or whatever. Like, he blanked. Okay, he fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can be honest, as a black person, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at him on some like he purposely got up there and no. I think he just had a fucking blank moment. But I was sitting like it, to me, if I can make the analogy, it's like I went to my kid's game and I waited for the coach to put him in. And the coach forgot. So yeah, I'm a little pissed. I'm like,
yeah,
or, damn, my man ain't getting shine.
Or it's like your kid going to win the award and thank everybody but you, and you the parent. You were like, if it wasn't for me,
yeah,
would you even be here?
I'm just saying vicariously, you can watch the awards for what you watch it for. I'd be highly surprised if you're a black person that says you didn't watch it hoping that Coogler and Michael B. Jordan and crew would get a little bit of appreciation for Creed. I know I did. Yeah. I'm not above admitting that. Mm-mm. And it was disappointing, man. It was a letdown. It wasn't the end of the world.
Mm-mm.
It was a letdown. And then thanks to Twitter, a couple people let me know that he went back and acknowledged Coogler, and the stories I saw vary. Some people say he acknowledged Michael B. Jordan and the whole cast. Some people say he went over to him personally. So one woman was a reporter that went over to Coogler and said that he said he didn't care or something. It was fine. Although, what was he supposed to say?
Right.
You know, but anyway, none of that was really my problem.
Mm-mm.
It's just kind of like a that sucks moment, and I'm done.
Right. Because things like that happen.
Yeah. Some people went in, you know, they're like, hey, they're erasing us. It's erasure. This is the problem with working in this environment. And to a certain extent, they right.
Yes, they are.
It is, you know, it's the problem with being the afterthought. It is the problem with being an afterthought. It's the problem with it not being central. It would never happen at the BET Awards. It would never happen at the Soul Train Awards. It, right. You know, it is what it is. You can deny it if you want to, but he fucked up. Sad part is, a lot of times they do fuck up when it's black shit.
Come on now.
Okay. You know, Quentin Tarantino also got up there and said that music composing for movies was ghetto. So, you know, the idea that a bunch of rich white people might not be culturally sensitive, even though the pressure is on, it's not that amazing. It's not that surprising.
Right.
But it's not about being surprised. You can still be let down. I'm tired of people acting like, you gotta be shocked to be a little bit let down that this shit keeps falling down this way.
Right.
You know, it's not like I'll burn this motherfucker down. Like, everybody was kind of just like, man, fuck, that sucked. Other moments went later that were awesome. Denzel getting up there with his family was dope.
Yeah.
Taraji P. Henson's acceptance speech was super dope.
Yeah, a lot of blackness. Yeah, Denzel got up there and couldn't read. His wife was like, hey, you need your glasses.
Yeah.
He tried to fake the phone. Nah, baby, I got it. Wait a minute. I really can't read this.
Yeah. She didn't have her glasses either.
Yeah, and his son with his fine ass who plays in Ballers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was up there with the beard on Fleet.
Yes, he was.
So he had the whole family except for his director son, who was off making money, doing something, doing something.
Dissertation.
Something, right? My point is, I get to be a little let down. That's it. You don't have to console me. You don't have to tell me he came back up there. And by the time it was like the 50th person that told me he came back up there, I know what you were doing. You were trying to tell me to shut up.
Right.
And that ain't gonna work. That's not gonna work. That's not gonna do nothing but get you blocked and probably cuss the fuck out. Cause at some point it's about that. You're making it about you now.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was moving on. I'm like, man, that sucked, but people wouldn't let me move on.
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, it's gonna be all right, man. At the next award show here, he'll win, and then he'll get it right at the Oscars. I don't know that he's winning an Oscar. It's not like the Golden Globes automatically equals that person wins an Oscar.
No, it doesn't.
So what are we talking about? He could die between now and fucking the Oscars. I don't know what's gonna happen in life. He had a chance to get it right, and he fucked up. Maybe he gets another chance, maybe he doesn't. But tonight is tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
That shit pissed me off so bad, because I was just like, you're taking something that was like, say, a 3 on the disappointment scale, and then your defense of it and your not letting it go and trying to control my emotions is actually turning it into a 10.
Right.
Cause I'm not mad at Sylvester Stallone, but now I'm getting mad at you. You know, and it was so like, one of the people that did this is a dude that he's a, you know, sports person, and he talks about the Panthers all the time, right? Every Sunday he argue about the Panthers with dumbass Panthers fans. At no point have I ever come in his mentions and been like, hey man, don't worry, next week they have another game, or we'll get them next year, or, cause I'm like, nah, you hot right now. I get it.
Me too.
I can relate. It's nothing for me to say right now. you know, it's like, I'm not here to console you. You're a grown ass human being. So it was kind of like that for me, where I was like, y'all making it worse because you can't fucking let it go. I'm okay saying he fucked up. You want me to revise history like I didn't see the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, no, that's not what really happened. He was nervous. He's old. Come on, man. He mentioned everybody but them niggas, yo. He fucked up. To me, it's more of a funny thing than anything else at this point, because I'm just like, ain't this the way? You know what I mean? Niggas are always getting left off the board. Crossover don't never cross over to us. Crossover ain't nothing but a double cross. And y'all turning it into, no, we can't say anything. Pretend it didn't happen.
Right. And it's one of those things where it kind of make you mad, because like, you come in with disappointment. They'll be like, calm down. You're like, I'm not mad. Why are you acting like I came in here fucking flipping tables? Like, no, you calm down. And then eventually you will snap, because you're like, you wouldn't just let it go.
It sounds like the people who search Twitter or follow you and they're such huge Tarantino fans that they get upset when you make any jokes about how often he uses nigger.
Come on now.
And you're like, what are you overcompensating for?
Ain't that the truth?
Because all I did was notice the fucking obvious. Now, well, you know, historically, I mean, that's what it was. No, historically, they talked with a lot. Quentin Tarantino writes in modern language and then throws nigger in there, though it's a period piece. The actual elocution that they're using is it's not even close to what people sounded like back then. Mm-hmm. He just throws nigger in there. He got a nigger fetish. It's in all his movies, regardless of the fucking time period. Except maybe Kill Bill, I think, might not have it. And I wouldn't even bet on that shit. It's probably in there somewhere too. If I can't notice it and you get so fucking upset about me noticing it, then what reality are you living in?
Come on.
Cause it's not even like I called the dude racist, which, you know, some people I'm sure will, but it's not like I called the dude racist. I said, dude got a nigger fetish. He likes saying nigger a lot. Mm-hmm. He finds ways to put it in the scripts where he ain't got no fucking point to be there.
Come on.
There's a whole fucking nigger segment in Inglourious Basterds. That movie's about Jewish people getting revenge on Germans. What the fuck? You know what I mean? But the point being is he liked that shit. So you're overcompensating for it makes it worse. Wow. Because I noticed it. And I remember when I reviewed The Hateful Eight with JL, I was like, yeah, I noticed he said nigga a lot, probably even more than Django this time.
Wow.
Yeah. But I was like, I still think the movie was good. Enjoyed it. It's a little too long, all this shit. It had other problems. It was the most Tarantino movie ever.
Okay.
For good and bad. Okay. All the things you don't like about Tarantino, it was all those. All the things you like, it was all those, okay, except for 3 hours and 15 minutes. So, you know, so I was like, yeah, it was, you know, overall it's a good movie, but yeah, it's the issues that he has, this is the most that he's used them, you know. And you would think that I said, yo, Quentin Tarantino hangs black people on the weekends, you know what I mean?
The like, way people respond, it's like, you don't have to defend him, dog. Y'all know he's a grown ass man, right?
People send me links to articles where it's like, this is still going on. Sam Jackson said that he doesn't mind Quentin Tarantino saying the n-word. Listen, you don't get to use the black friend defense when you write that nigga a check every 2 years to be in a movie. That ain't exactly the same.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Like, of course he got a nigga pass. He give me $3 million every 2 years. Yes, he can say whatever the fuck he wants. That's their relationship. That doesn't mean that every black person in the world has to fucking bow down to Sam Jackson like, oh, he would know. Like, people still gonna have differing opinions about it. Jesus, man. Got me on edge today. Fucking on 10, man. It was like, just let a nigga have an opinion. Is that okay?
Right.
Is that gonna be a problem? That I have an opinion about some shit?
Apparently not, when it don't agree with theirs.
All right. Let's get into some news. Official sport of the show is
the taser.
Mm-mm.
Oh, bullet ball.
Mm-hmm. Unofficial sport of the show is
bullet ball.
There we go. I fucked up the first time.
Okay.
And bullet ball extreme, and then the official weapon is
the taser.
There we go.
I'm used to you answering in reverse. That's why I made the wrong answer.
I was so upset. Can't control myself. Motherfucker's about to make me cuss somebody out today, man. Anyway, I enjoyed the Golden Globes.
Me too. It was a lot of fun. I know a lot of people are gonna be ashamed of me, but I think this is the first time I've actually sat through an entire show.
What? Oh no, Ken, are you trolling?
No, not trolling.
Why?
Just didn't care.
Unbelievable. You weren't into this super white shit? What?
Mm-mm.
Oh man. Mm-mm.
I had a ball watching it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. Tretch, Naughty by Nature's Tretch, went after Kanye West on Twitter over a fake news story.
Oh.
Somebody get the phone from Grandpa. Get the phone for Grandpa. He don't know. He over here clicking on these Facebook links.
That when you click on it, be like, yo mama told you daily.com, you like, dog, is this right. Site's not real, dog.
Right. And then you look at the other articles on the site and it's all like, Justin Bieber eats children.
Yes, with a fork.
Right.
And hot sauce. You're like, I don't think this is real, dog.
Look at this picture of an STD that Kanye West has.
Right.
Tretch, a member of Naughty by Nature, is that still a thing? Okay. Has been on social media.
Is that still a
official
thing?
Offensive this week. His target, Kanye. The reason for his anger, a fake news story from 2014 in which Kanye supposedly called Tupac the most overrated rapper in history. Recent headlines from the entertainment section of the same site include Justin Bieber joins the Ku Klux Klan.
Ah, you was right. It is one of the sites.
They misspelled the headline. And Rihanna to get forehead reduction surgery. The first Twitter salvo from Tretch appeared to come on January 3rd. And this nigga said Tupac is overrated. He wrote above a picture of Kanye. You overrated as a trans in law fuck boy. Marry no nuts. What?
Oh.
You overrated as a trans in law. Trans? Did he mean to type transvestite and it autocorrected or something?
I don't know, but you responded to some shit that's two years old, dog.
Since then, he's also suggested that Kim is overrated and tweeted, "Fuck Kanye, his opinion, and Kim's clothes he wears." Oh. Earlier today, he added cryptically, "You keep stressing about what Tretch is saying. He gonna help Kanye win the presidency when he runs. Let you hold some." Okay.
Oh, this should never get old people the internet.
Yeah.
Did somebody be like, "Hey, dog, I hope you know that's not a real story."
What Kim says after she takes her strap-on dildo off after hitting Kanye in the ass, and then it's a lion standing over another lion that says, "You're welcome." Okay. Also, why did he censor ass? I mean, you're intimating some pretty graphic stuff to want to be like, "Well, I don't want to say ass." this nigga say Tupac. Okay, yeah. So Tretch is mad at Kanye West. What a fucking weird story that is. Bluebell announces new traces of Listeria have been found in the ice cream.
I guess they didn't bleach their things good enough.
I know. I hope that preacher dude alive. You know he been eating it.
No, he been eating it hard.
Mm-hmm. Bluebell! Now dead. Briars couldn't get no higher.
Oh, he'll be calling in soon.
Skinny cow, don't want none anyhow. Bluebell.
Yes. And the thing about it is that do you think like somebody got out for Bluebell?
Maybe. And might be Bluebell terrorists, the same people that taking out Chipotle.
Might be. They were like, "You know what? Shit, the shit didn't work the last time. Somebody put some more of that stuff in there."
Mm-hmm. Yep, apparently the infection first discovered April 25th of last year is back. It's back. Federal government recently got involved with an investigation over the matter after a wave of recall signified a potentially ongoing problem in public health concerns. Because listeria is commonly found in the natural environment, no manufacturer can ever assume it can be entirely eradicated, the company said in its press release. The announcement comes on, that's funny, because you know, everybody else is like, Breyers ain't got no problem eradicating it. So what's your issue?
Right. And I don't know where it come from, but is somebody not cleaning? You know, honestly, people underestimate this, but this is why you need to pay people for their job. You have pay somebody $7.25 an hour and you expect them to fucking deep clean something that you need to hire a company to clean. Mm-hmm. So they don't really clean the shit. They wipe around shit. They don't really clean the blade to, or the churn and take shit out and bleach shit. Like, cause they like, nigga, you pay me $7.25 an hour. And then you get shit like this breaking out because nobody gives a fuck because you don't pay your employees enough.
Maybe. I don't know if that's the problem at all. We're gonna find out though. They're getting investigated.
We sure are. And
it might just be a nasty facility that don't take care of their shit.
Apparently so. And this makes two times. And it's one of those things where you're gonna have people that are like, I love Blue Barrel, so they're gonna wait around. But you know it's gonna be that Chipotle thing. People go, nah, dog, I don't want to die and get sick.
They're still planning on a full rollout effort starting January 18th.
Not buying that shit.
To areas eastern of Tennessee, the northern sections of Alabama and Georgia, parts of Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. So they're not planning on stopping these so far. It's going to continue to come out.
Yeah, I mean, people going to buy it, you know, mm-hmm. but not me. I mean, I'm not, like I said, I don't like to get sick naturally, so I'm not going to force myself to be sick. No, thank you. IVs and shit like that. Got an unnecessary fucking doctor bill. No, thank you.
Chipotle is being investigated by the feds. A California norovirus outbreak is being looked into by the feds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're like, hey, y'all can't be making people sick. But yep. Yet you got people on the federal government just like, who needs the Food and Drug Administration going in and being sure that people are healthy? Who needs those people? Fuck the people. Let them get motherfucking sick.
Well, they're going to, they're gonna look into it, man.
Which they should.
I've been doing these cases these kind of cases for 23 years. I do not recall a federal investigation of any sort into one restaurant outbreak of any kind, said Bill Marler, a prominent food safety lawyer who was representing victims of Chipotle's recent outbreaks, in an interview. And I don't even recall a federal investigation of a restaurant chain that's involved in any kind of criminal investigation following an outbreak of foodborne illness, he said. Marler, who got his start representing victims of Jack in the Box 1993 E. coli outbreak, said that even then there was no criminal investigation, federal or local. The infamous case killed 4 children, and some of the 178 survivors who experienced permanent injuries are still coping with brain and kidney damage.
Shit.
Maybe I won't get Chipotle.
Woo!
Still, it is neither unheard of nor uncommon for federal criminal charges to be pursued in the wake of a food safety scandal. Charges were filed following the 2011 listeria outbreak, during which contaminated cantaloupes from Colorado, say that 3 times fast, contaminated cantaloupes from a Colorado farm killed more than 33 people. A 2008 salmonella outbreak caused by a tainted peanut butter led to 9 deaths and sickened 714 people.
God damn.
Yeah, shit, man.
Yeah, that shit ain't no joke. And
I think Adobe did it to him.
Wouldn't be surprised me. I guess Skinny Cow was like, y'all making people fat. We trying to make them skinny. I think for me, when it comes to this, it wouldn't be surprised if the federal government is stepping in. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is, I mean, it's sad, but I don't think this is like your normal food virus. It wouldn't surprise me if they stepping in, they're going to come out and say like some serious cover up was going. They're going to come out and say that they knew about this. Like that for the federal government to step in, it's some real goddamn cover up going along, because like you say, normally they smack fines, you know, you pay the victims, and shit like that, but the federal government don't actually come in and be like, hey, we're going to investigate all y'all niggas. You know they don't get to that point. But, you know, for them to come in and be like, hey, y'all case is so special, so motherfucking special, that we got to pull our agents out which means you spending taxpayers' money. They got something on your ass. You can't tell me nothing different.
Man, good luck, Chipotle.
Good luck. You might not be around in 2017, dog. The federal government get to shutting you down. Cause, you know, they liable to come in and be like, y'all shut all y'all fucking stores down until we can go store by store. You know, like, that's the kind of type of shit the federal government, it ain't gonna be no, we shut it down cause we feel like it. The federal government are gonna be like, close your motherfucking doors, right? Goddamn now.
Nicki Minaj is in the news. Apparently, she was on her Twitter account and she was throwing super tremendous, lunar eclipse shade at Farrah Abraham.
Oh, who Farrah Abraham?
She is the star of Teen Mom. She also did a porn called Backdoor Teen Mom.
Okay, that girl, okay.
And Backdoor Teen Mom 2. So Nicki Minaj was, I guess, watching MTV's Teen Mom, where, you know, of course it's a reality show, everybody's horrible.
Right.
And she says, Farrah is a cunt to her mother, with a kind of sad face.
She does treat her bad.
And then she responded to someone that said she was like, bitch, go do some porn and leave grandma alone. With the crying face. Because she said someone had said even her own daughter had to slap her. And that was Nikki's response. Farrah Abraham responded, cause you're a parent, right? Oh, she's the wrong you're. Cause you're a parent, right? Your videos look like porn. Crying, laughing face. Horrible. Good luck being negative. Hashtag God bless. Busy making TV with the praise hand emojis. Oh, I like that she used the white hands. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nikki says, your mother didn't open her legs and had that child. Be happy she's helping. Stop talking to her like that on TV, you little cunt. And Abraham said, to be clear, my mom doesn't help me, I help her. Love and care for my mom. Stop the disgusting talk at Nicki Minaj with the zipper over the mouth emoji. And then Nicki said, instead of dragging your mother, learn the difference between your and your dingbat. Damn. Although Abraham's tweeted this status to brush the insults off her shoulders, everyone knows who won the Twitter bout. She says, wake, pray, slay. I slay, I have no time for rerun watching ignorant minions like at Nicki Minaj. Worry about your family, hashtag watch and learn. I'll just say this, man. Nicki was way out of line calling that girl a cunt.
Yeah.
She's too famous to think it wouldn't get back to her.
Come on now.
And we all know that if somebody did that shit to Nicki, she would be 730 hot. Like, let's not even pretend. Like, she's called out motherfuckers in interviews and shit. You know, she's pulled the, you know, the, hey, when I do something, people look at me as a bitch or as a cunt because I'm a woman and because I'm a black woman. She's done that before, so she knows how it works.
Right, how offensive that word is, right?
Yeah. You know, not just the word, but she knows how it works. Also, she knows how entertainment works. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who knows how real that show is, but they gotta cut it to make Farrah look like the worst fucking person ever, or else who's gonna watch the show?
That's,
you know,
true, cause on the show she treats everybody bad.
Yeah, she might be a piece of shit. I don't know. I don't watch the show.
I've seen bits and pieces, yes.
But she had to know. That being said, I mean, everybody's human. I understand. People do and say fucked up shit all the time, and a lot of people, what happens is they think of famous people as somehow better and with different rules than the rest of us. Mm-hmm. But if you go through everybody's timeline, they've said, or because she didn't at Farrah in that first one,
nope,
they said or done something similar to that where they talked shit about somebody in general as, like, you know, like, you didn't at Donald Trump, but you're like Donald Trump's asshole or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just not famous enough for it to get back to him or for them to care,
right?
Or you don't have enough followers or whatever. Every once in a while, sometimes they do care and they do respond back to random people.
Mm-hmm.
Football players sometimes will do that shit. Somebody will be like, oh man, this old bitch ass motherfucker. And then they'll respond like, meet me outside then. And you're like, oh shit.
Right. You wasn't ready for that.
But yeah, I don't think Nicki was wrong for that shit. I don't think she was right at all.
Mm-mm.
But she was just being petty. I mean, which is crazy because that's really what those shows want from people.
That type of response. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so weird because people are always like, well, you shouldn't give in to that. Just don't watch the show. And it's like, the people who make the show, the emotion they want you to have is that she is all the terrible fucking things you think about her.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, they do one nice thing. Right. And then the rest of it is them being a fucked up human being the rest of the time.
Right. And it's all about ratings. Nicki Minaj just tweeted about this. It's ratings. You interact with her, it's ratings.
Well, like, they didn't see that coming.
Right.
You know what I mean? When they made the show, they didn't go, oh, Nick, like, maybe they'll make an episode out of it next week or next year or something. But in general, they just want the attention.
Right.
That's how reality shows are about. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I see people being mad at Nicki about it, and, you know, be mad if you want to. She did go back and forth with her and called her a cut twice. I've seen people say fucked up shit about Love and Hip Hop.
Come on. Yes, sir.
And we all do it, and we make jokes about it every week, and then we move the fuck on. But, you know, I guess when a famous person does it, they got different rules than the rest of us. They supposed to know better, and the rest of us aren't. I don't know. It just feels like we pick and choose who's the bad guy in these things. To me, it just sounds like Nicki did what a lot of people do, except she's Nicki Minaj. Anyway, I just thought that was an interesting story. And yeah, you're not gonna win too many shade fights with Nicki Minaj. You just gotta
take that L.
She tried. I like how Farrah tried to be above it. But it's so funny because we know you're a terrible person because of your TV show. But she was like, I'm above it, though. Just wake, pray, and slay. You're like, come on, man. You know you ain't shit, too. Come on. Powerball winner Marie Holmes' boyfriend, Hot Sauce, finally breaks his silence. I've been wanting to hear from Hot Sauce for quite some time, Karen.
Mm-hmm. What he got to say?
Hot Sauce speaks
with that hot fire.
By the way, you know what I realized?
What's up?
Yo, fuck all of y'all for judging me for supporting Black love and saying that Hot Sauce being free is fine because that's what she wants to do with her money, and love does what love does. Because you know why? Fuck everybody, because y'all niggas, I saw it on social media, all of y'all, every single one of y'all, even the ones that say y'all didn't, y'all all played the lottery.
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Including Karen.
I did not play the lottery.
I know you secretly played it behind my back.
I don't have that one Nay-Ray lottery ticket. What is we talking about here?
Yeah, now that you lost, yeah, of course. But if you would have won.
I did not play the lottery.
If you would have won, you would have won and kept the money secret. So you wouldn't have to bail me out of jail. I already know the plan.
Now, when have you seen me play a lottery ticket?
All of y'all judge me. But I'm getting to a point.
If
I would stop being so rudely interrupted.
Nope. You will not ride on this line. I did not buy a lottery ticket. And when we had this conversation, I told you I bail you out once, maybe twice. But then after that, we need to be fiscally responsible.
You didn't say any of that.
Play the tape back. I did say that.
You was like, nope, never. If he get a parking ticket, keep him. Just keep him.
That's what you said. Mm. I did say I would do once, maybe twice. After that, I need to be spending this money on your lawyers. Now, I will go back and play the clip for you, son. I said them words, my friend.
The world knows. The world knows what you would really do, Karen. Anyway, my point being, before I was so rudely interrupted.
Yes, you was. You're going to keep on being interrupted with these lies. You're telling lies.
I don't got nothing to do. I'll be here all night. You can try adjusting
lies,
me. Try adjusting me if you want to. I don't, if we can do this. I can miss Supergirl. I'm fine.
You we talking about
I'll watch it while you at work tomorrow.
You better not
delete it out the DVR.
You better not. You trying to fight.
So I'm just saying, all y'all judge about the motherfucking winner of the lottery doing what they want to. But if you think about it, that's y'all money. Y'all playing the lottery, giving her the money to go bail out Hot Sauce. That's your fault. You a Hot Sauce damn enabler. All of y'all. All of y'all are Hot Sauce enablers.
Not
y'all.
Me, because I didn't buy no motherfucking lottery ticket.
When Karen wins the lottery, and I start doing my hood rat shit, selling drugs.
Oh, you, which you not.
Y'all remember when they come bail out Roderick Sirasha Morrow? That it's y'all's money. It's y'all enabling people to just go out and all be like Ethan Couch. This nigga out here being like Ethan Couch, the black Ethan Couch. He got affluenza because y'all dumb enough to keep playing the lottery to help him get this motherfucking money. Mm-mm. Case closed.
Mm-mm.
Playing the lottery is the dumbest thing you can do with some money.
Mm-mm. Unless you win. I'm not gonna say I've never played the lottery. I didn't play the lottery. I've done the scratch off tickets. I've never done the one where you actually go and they pick the numbers and you pick the numbers. I don't even know how the fucking Powerball work. So that goes to show you how much I know about the lottery.
Didn't she just say she never played it a second ago, y'all? Run that tape back. now she has played it sometimes.
The scratch offs.
We're just a week away from you admitting that you've been playing the lottery behind my back. It's cool.
I have not.
I know you've been trying to get them billions without me.
Nope. Every time. No, recently. Well, I think recently. Yeah, recently. Anytime I've had one, you purchased them and asked me to scratch them off.
Mm-hmm. Free Sriracha. Mm-hmm. Is what they're going to be saying on the streets.
Mm-mm.
When I'm getting in trouble. I'm going to be out here moving weight with Poppy.
I told you once.
All up and down the East Coast.
Maybe twice. After that, we need to be fiscally responsible.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, he finally came out. Holmes originally addressed her critics via Facebook, writing, "What y'all need to be worried about is y'all money and not how I spend mine. This is benefiting y'all. How? And no, he's no drug dealer or user, but who are y'all to judge anybody? I would definitely pray for y'all because it is much need. They talked about Jesus, so I'm not surprised y'all to talk about me, but be blessed though." Mm-hmm. I appreciated that. Standing by her man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what love does.
Yes, it is.
And y'all should have been worried about y'all money when y'all was putting $2 in at a time.
I wasn't.
Into hot sauce bail.
I didn't.
Now, nearly a year after his girlfriend struck gold, McDowell is breaking his silence with a message to his haters. "We are a couple, and I'm the father of her youngest child," McDowell told the Daily Mail. "This is what people do for each other. She has the money, and she can do what she wants with it. If I had that money, then I would do the same for her." Yes! That's black love. People are just jealous because of how much she won, and people want to see me locked in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Want to see another brother in the system locked away.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. He ain't raped nobody. He ain't Bill Cosby. But y'all want him? Does he need to get an attractive black female lawyer before y'all will admit that he needs to be on these streets like everybody else? They trying to get him for that money. That's all. They keep arresting him. Where does that bail money go? Right to the white man. I guarantee they gonna drop all the charges. Probably wasn't even doing nothing wrong. Probably just in the wrong house at the wrong time. And shit just went crazy on him. And then bam, they set him up. Happens all the time. Happened to Bobby. Can't happen to him. "I'm on these charges because of the color of my skin," he said. "This is a very dangerous place for a black man," McDowell said of North Carolina's justice system. "There is no one else who has had their bail set so high. It is not right." Told you. You think he the only one got arrested at those spots?
Mm-mm.
But he the only one with $12 million bail because they know she got it.
Right.
It's bullshit. It's extortion. They have only out that... put that on because they know my girlfriend has the money. They did not want to let me out of jail, but when she won the lottery, they had to, and they didn't like that. People do make mistakes, but she should be allowed to do what she wants. People can say what they like, and it don't hurt us. She is standing by her man. Mm! Tell them hot sauce. Mm. I love it. So good job, man. I appreciate you. I feel like Rue Hawkins is being a little judgmental in this peaceful rollout, but you know, hey, we'll see.
Yeah, we will.
Mm-hmm. The truth will set y'all free, and it's setting Hot Sauce free every 6 weeks. It's setting him free. Then it's locking him up, then it's setting him free.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate Hot Sauce speaking about it. The Daily Telegraph. It was a newspaper, I believe. Maybe it's a website at this point. You know what I'm saying? Has installed devices to monitor whether journalists are at their desk. This sounds like the new wave.
Mm-hmm.
The newspaper confirmed the move in an email to staff after multiple employees said they came into work Monday to find a small plastic monitoring box attached to their desk. Journalists were baffled by the unannounced appearances of the boxes. The staff resorted to Googling the brand name and discovered they were wireless motion detectors produced by a company called Occupy, and it's EYE, that monitor whether individuals are using their desk.
And you never told them about this. You never introduced. They just walked in and seen this shit up underneath their desk.
The website says it provides automated workspace utilization analysis using sensors, which are triggered by both motion and heat. This allows managers to access the system that is ultra sensitive yet ultra reliable when it comes to tracking real time one to one space utilization. Quite simply, it is if a space is used, our Occupy sensors will record it, and you are guaranteed to know about it. The results can be viewed on a sensor by sensor basis, giving bosses complete access to data about whether individuals at their desk.
Nah, this is problems, because basically they want to monitor people, track people, and if you have a I don't like this at all, because a lot of times you have manager supervisors just fucking assholes, and you go pee too many times, all of a sudden you're in the meeting, you know, you go walk too long, all of a sudden you gotta have a meeting about it, you know.
My thing is, why do so many of these jobs try to treat you like you're at jail or something?
Right, and then wonder why they can't keep no fucking body.
Like, they just, I mean, even if you can keep people,
you're not gonna get the best out of them.
You know, you have to, oh shit.
What?
Marvel Entertainment, the official Marvel account, just tweeted out Ryan Coogler gonna direct the motherfucking Black Panther.
Cool.
We did it.
Yeah, it's the official one. Yeah, all that shit before was not official.
I was so worried, y'all.
It's official. Marvel said it.
I've been so worried.
Ain't no resource.
For so long.
Ain't no reports of the report.
Oh, so many people was quoting that one article and it wasn't confirmed.
Right. If Marvel don't say it, I don't believe you.
But it's finally been confirmed, y'all. We can finally party on them, man. Mike Wilmer.
No flex zone.
No flex zone. They know better. They know better. No flex zone. No flex zone. No flex. Yo.
They know better.
Ron Cooper made that creed. He coming off of that creed. He can do anything he want. White lady wrote in the Washington Post like, nah, don't do that, nigga. That's 5 to 10. Wrong, bitch. We doing it. We going to Wakanda.
It's the same difference. H2O lean. It's the same thing. Niggas throw sets in gangbang. Free everybody in a chain gang. Been 2 days since I laid down.
Oh, I can't wait to piss these white folks off. You know he going to be so black powerful, y'all. You know he gonna be looking at Captain America like, dog, you look stupid in that dumbass flag.
He gonna look like, nigga, you want me to replace what? No, right. Thank you. Yeah, why should I care about y'all problems?
Right. Nigga, I will beat the arm off of your homeboy.
Right.
What's his power? He got a metal arm? That's it?
Nigga, we can fly. What are we talking about here?
Nigga, our spears got lasers.
Right.
I got a heat-seeking spear, nigga. I just got 2 bad bitches with me. And they my soldiers.
Right.
What?
All female army. What are we talking about here?
Dog. You know, Kugel had a motherfucking, he gonna probably have a scene where he running through the middle of Wakanda jungle and with that Meek Mill playing in the background.
Yeah, he do love yelling as Meek Mill. I'm here for it, though.
He might do it. I don't know.
I'm here for it. I don't care.
I'm gonna cry in the theater, y'all. I cried during Creed. I'm gonna cry during this. We got Dick Kugel doing it. Some good news, man. Sorry David Bowie died today, y'all, but this the resurrection right here, dog. Oh man, get my motherfucking Black Panther on.
I'm excited. I'm really, really excited about Black Panther. I've been excited about it for a very long time, and it's gonna be one of those things where I'm gonna tell you right now, white folks gonna be so mad because it's gonna be black and black, because that's all Wakanda is, nothing but black folks.
Oh, you know, you gonna have to damn tell them to get the fuck out of his jungle and off of his grass, which is also technologically sounder than U.S. grass.
Mm-hmm. They don't step on grass and fucking get electrocuted fucking with Wakanda.
Oh, you know, Kugler gonna have them. You know, he had two girls that do his, like, cinematography work. Mm-hmm. All that black, chocolate, brown, caramel, all the way up to the light skin gonna look so good. And it's gonna be Marvel's blackest movie ever.
Yes, it is.
A majority black cast, y'all. Yes, not no bullshit.
Not no bullshit.
It's not just gonna be him walking around in America like I live in New York because we can't afford to make Wakanda. Nigga, mm-mm. We going to Wakanda.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Like, well, mm-mm. Just give me a moment. Hey.
No flex, zone. Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. They know better. Hey. They know better. Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. They know better. Hey. They know better.
Hey. Marvel is a beast, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Disney and Marvel, man. They be trying to make that diversity happen.
Yes, they do. And shout out to them because in my heart, I think this is only the beginning of the diversity that they're going to do. And I think eventually this is going to spread out to black women and into other minority groups because they're already writing comics certain ways to include, you know, people that are gay and all that stuff. So you give us some more time. Eventually everybody going to have a chance to suss out.
They coming for all the money. Right,
and it makes sense.
It's just look, I'm not even... It's not even about just the morality of the shit. Mm-hmm. They made so much fucking money with Star Wars. You think they stupid?
And not only that, the thing about it is that they made so much money with Star Wars that moving forward, when the toy companies don't have these female people, they're mm-hmm. going to continue to call them out because it's not Marvel. Marvel is selling the rights. The toy companies are opting right. not to do this. And they got so much backlash from Rey if I'm not mistaken, somebody said they included a pack with her in it now. Mm. When you should have did that in the first place.
Dog, he gonna kick motherfucking Bucky's ass, dog.
And it's gonna be so good.
Yo, like, I'm not even talking about in the Black Panther movie. I'm talking mm-hmm. about this year, nigga, in Captain America. Mm-hmm. Bucky better watch his motherfucking back, dog.
He gonna get in the business.
He gonna hit that nigga with that vibranium and be like, nigga, what's your arm made of? Payless? What are those? He about to look at his fucking arm like, what are those?
Right.
And break that bitch. I'll be break Captain America's shield, dog. Oh.
Oh, then he had to go, then he had to go back to him and get that bitch fixed.
I hope Ta-Nehisi Coates get the right son, dog. I hope he get to write some, man. Mm-hmm. He already writing the comic, man. Hope he get to work on the movie. Hope this shit the blackest shit ever. I want white people to walk out mad. Like, what did we just watch? Like mm-hmm. the end of the Rise of the Planet of the Apes. They just like, what?
They were so confused.
The Negroes won, but they didn't really care about the white people. What just happened?
Everybody died. I don't understand. Diseases is spreading. What's I don't. Why are we cheering for the apes?
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah,
sorry guys.
I am ready.
That was
for
not
that.
Planned.
Nope. I am so glad it's official because that's what I've been waiting on because everything before that didn't mean nothing to me.
Oh, we did it. All right.
Oh, somebody bought a good point. You know, it would be really hot. I don't know if they would do this if they have some Kendrick beats doing.
Listen.
Some Kendrick, some Kanye. Make that music just the blackest shit ever.
Don't let no Kendrick be in the trailer, dog. I might throw my TV through a wall, bro.
That would be so hype.
I might kick my own expensive ass TV. Like, fuck it, man. Life's just not supposed to be this good. I'm not ready to handle this. I don't even know if I want to see a trailer because it's gonna be too much.
Oh, I don't know. You know what? I'm gonna tell you right.
I'm gonna watch the trailer though. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna watch it a million times and live tweet every time I watch it. Everybody knows it's gonna happen. But I'm just saying, it's gonna be too good.
And you know what? It's gonna be one of the first Marvel soundtracks. Everybody gonna like, I got to buy that shit. Who ain't on the shit?
Oh my god!
You know it's gonna have Drake. It's gonna have Big Boy. It's gonna have Kanye. It's gonna have Jay Z. That soundtrack gonna be motherfucking lit. I'm gonna be here for fucking all of it.
And I'm telling you now, black nerds. Okay, I know there's a constituency of black nerds that is always nervous and always gonna be like the black shit is gonna be the worst and Marvel's gonna fuck it up. Don't talk to me about it.
Please don't, because you're gonna make me mad.
Mm-mm. Don't blow my high. I'm not nervous at all, nigga.
Me either.
We got that cougar, dog. Are you serious? It's like a short list of motherfuckers that could do the movie that I would be like, yes, he owned the list. Probably my second best choice. And that's only because Ava was like, I'm good. I don't know what Ava about to do, but she was like, I'm good. Cool. You know what I'm saying? But go make them iPhone commercials and shit. Get paid. But listen, we got Coogler in this bitch.
Yeah, and that goes to show you that they will probably talk to her about another project, and she might accept that one. This project might not have been the one for her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I am here for...
Back to this news.
For fucking all of it.
Back to this news.
Fuck this company, yes.
Yeah, what was the name of this company? Telegraph?
Yeah.
The Telegraph was put these boxes on people's desks.
They didn't even know. They just showed up for work going, what the hell is this?
Now, here's the reason you definitely don't want to do this at the Telegraph. The Telegraph is a newspaper, and while they can't report on it, they snitched like a motherfucker to all their reporter friends, and BuzzFeed wrote about it. And within 4 hours, the censors were all taken down.
Of course, because that's some bullshit.
According to a note to the staff, the devices will be removed with immediate effect. In light of the feedback we have received from staff today, it has been decided that to withdraw under the desk sensors immediately. We will be looking at alternative ways to gather the environmental sustainability data we need, and we'll keep staff in touch with any new proposals. Yeah, I also like that them niggas was about to unionize.
Come on now.
They was about to get their union involved, and they was like, hold on, let's just take that down.
Right. How do you think you can do this? You didn't tell us, you didn't inform us, you didn't have our input. We just walk in today and see this bullshit underneath our desk. Of course we're gonna Google it. We on your company computer.
Right.
Of course we're gonna find out what it is, and you think we're just gonna be like, this is okay?
Yeah, I also don't know what are you gonna do with the data? I mean, if I sit at my desk. Yeah, you're gonna micromanage.
Right.
Let's be honest, if I was having actual problems, you don't need a fucking box to tell you I'm not doing my work.
Right, my work will show and you will fire me. A box ain't gonna make a difference.
At this point, you just want me strapped to the desk. What's next, chains? Mm-hmm. You're gonna give people chains, you're gonna chain them to the desk now, we're gonna tie people to their chairs or something. Is everybody gonna have to get that big ass key with the brick on it, like at the bathroom, at gas stations?
Some companies are like that, as bad as that may sound.
I know.
And it's sad, like, I've heard of places where, like, even, like, pregnant women, people would go and complain about the pregnant women going to the bathroom too much. It's like, motherfucker, she's goddamn pregnant. But and a lot of it is the corporate environment. If you create an environment of oppression and shit like that, and tattletaling and all that shit, that's the end result. And a lot of times you don't get the best employees, or if you do get the best employees, they don't stay long, or either you will beat the goodness out of them where you won't get shit. A lot of these jobs have very high turnover rate, and then they wonder why their productivity low, they wonder why they don't have the best and brightest. You have to treat people like human beings, and when you do shit like this, you showing your employees you don't trust them. So mark my words, I can guarantee you a lot of people in that staff is looking for other jobs. Within the next few months, most of them gonna be gone. Cause who the fuck won't stay there like that? Because right. Who's to say the next time they won't do this shit and make it small enough where you can't fucking see it and not know that you're being monitored?
Or they already played their hands, so they'll just put another thing in. You know what I'm saying? Like, they already shown you what they're about.
Right.
They wanna monitor your every move. They'll find another way to sneak it through. Doctors must send ultrasound pics to North Carolina officials under creepy new anti-abortion law.
Yeah, fuck North Carolina.
Yeah.
I live here, but fuck you.
Yep. Apparently anti-abortion activists say the law is intended to verify that doctors and health clinics are complying with the state law, which prohibits abortions after 20 weeks, with some exceptions for medical emergencies. The law requires healthcare providers who perform abortions after the 16-week mark to send ultrasound images to North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services so officials can verify the probable gestational age of the fetus. So they're just going to look at it. They don't actually know. I mean,
don't you think
there's got to be some variance in these things anyway.
Right.
So how do you know the difference?
Like, to the day, because a lot of times they just guess a lot of times about the how many months you are, because they don't, sometimes they can pinpoint the day, sometimes they off a day or two, like, you know, nobody really knows sometimes.
Yeah, and it sounds like that late is a rare occurrence, that people will wait that late anyway.
Right.
But critics of the law say that it's basically intended to shame women and intimidate doctors that care for them.
Right.
So that you can be like, I hope they don't not approve these ultrasounds of these abortions I gave, you know?
The abortions I've been done, there's nothing you can do about it then, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The law stated purpose is to gather ultrasound data for statistical purposes only, and proponents insist patients and doctors' names will be kept confidential.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
Don't do that so you can fuck around and shame the doctors and shame the patients, or somebody crack in there and get the list, you know, some anti-abortion person. Next thing you know, these people got an abortion. You know, I don't believe in that. Just like I'm not for people making a long list of people with guns. Same thing. People crack in, and next thing you know, these people's lives are in danger.
AMC has set the premiere dates for Fear of the Walking Dead Season 2.
I'm ready.
Fear the Walking Dead Season 2 will premiere Sunday, April 10th at 9 p.m. That's
about Game of Thrones time, ain't it?
Yeah, and it's also early.
Right.
So the last one started in like August or something, right?
Right. Do they got a longer season or something?
It'll be a 15 episode season.
Okay.
Split into two parts. The first 7 episodes will air this spring, while the remaining 8 will air in 2016. The Fear of the Walking Dead will be followed each week by new episodes of Chris Hardwick's hosting the Talking Dead. So they'll be doing Talking Dead for Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yeah, because they said it was so popular that people kind of demanded it. So
yeah. AMC also announced that their new miniseries, The Night Manager, starring Tom Hiddleston and Hugh Laurie, will begin Tuesday, April 19th. And Turn will be back for season 3. That shit's still on? Okay. Guess people are watching it. Anyway.
Yeah. When, because I'm trying to tell you right now, I hope they do realize that you don't want to go up against Game of Thrones.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Right. Like, are y'all purposely trying to kill the ratings?
Yeah.
Like who thought that you were like, you know what we can do? Go up against Game of Thrones, because I think they're actually coming out a few weeks before the Game of Thrones start. Mm-hmm. But once Game of Thrones start, oh, your ratings gonna tank. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not maybe mean. I don't know that much about television, but a lot more people watch Game of Thrones than watch Fear the Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. A reporter asked a man what he would do with the Powerball money. And to me, this is why you need to do pre-interviews, because she didn't know what he was going to say. Wait, hold on. Where's my sound for this?
Oh. Some of these people around and ask.
All right, here we go.
People are doing it the old-fashioned way. They're just filling out bubbles here. I want to turn some of these people around and ask you guys, sir, can I ask you what your lucky numbers are?
I'm going to pick 14, 24, 2, 7, and 15.
Oh, those are your lucky numbers. Can I tell you what? Do you know your chances of winning?
Slim to none.
Slim to none. You're right. Let me tell you, it's 1 out of 292 million. What do you think about that?
I knew it.
You knew it. Your numbers are lucky, though. Am I right?
I hope so.
Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay. That's not good. We were hoping for a different answer. That's probably not the answer that we're looking for.
That's what you do.
All right. $500 million can make a huge difference in someone's life. Ophelia, thank you.
It's a live TV grand.
Yeah, that's what happened when you be trying to do stuff off the cuff and talk to random folks, especially when they interview drunk folk people live. You're like, who the fuck think this is a good idea? You don't have a sense of person.
Hookers and cocaine.
Right. You just kept it real. You didn't expect that answer, right? Because you expect the person to be reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, reasonable, that's one way to put it. The other thing is, it ain't my job.
Right.
You know, your job is to host this TV show. Don't try to put it out to me like I'm subcontracting.
Right. I'm not getting a dime. You putting this camera in my face for free. I'm not on nobody's contract.
Yeah. What are you going to do with this money? I'm going to be fucking bitches and, getting hoes. Okay. Back to you, John.
Like, right. I bet you your ass won't be sticking on microphone on random folks face no more.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else is going on. Let's go to fucking with black people. There we go. Where's my music at? Da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. Time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game where we read news articles from all around the globe and we assign point scores from 0 to 100 at intervals of 25 for how much we feel fucked with as black people. Today's contestants, everybody. KKK leader wants to get out of jail. What's he in jail for, Karen? Murdering a 16-year-old black girl with a crossbow. But it's okay though, Karen. See, it was all a big, you know, it was a different time. It was in the late 1980s. He was convicted of first degree murder for shooting Felicia Houston in the chest with a crossbow as she walked down the sidewalk in 1992. Henson was reportedly upset that he had been ripped off by a black drug dealer and wanted to take revenge on the black community. I'm going to shoot a nigger through the heart, he told a friend. What was he doing making so our drugs is good enough for the white man, but if you get ripped off, you got to kill a black person? Okay. Not even the black person that did it?
Right.
You got to hurt the whole community by killing an innocent black girl?
Right.
An all-white jury quickly found him guilty after a six-day trial. Well, look, that's as close as you're going to get to free, buddy.
That's truth.
All-white jury. His case is now being reviewed by the State Parole Commission, which examines first-degree murder convictions every 3 years once a convict is eligible for parole. Henson was previously denied parole in 2013. He says now he's a changed man and hopes to win his freedom. He has the support of at least one family member, his uncle, Dennis Long. There's no hatred there anymore, Long told the Charlotte Observer. Long said Henson had found God in prison and now has African-American friends.
I'm glad you do, but no.
They are Ben Carson and Herman Cain. Also Clarence Thomas. He just have to learn. We just have to learn to forgive, Long said. You know, we as his white family had to learn to forgive what he did. But Felicia's father, Eugene Houston, says Henson should stay behind bars forever.
Right, killed his child.
If it hadn't been for him, she would still be around with us. He told the Charlotte Observer, he got life, he should do life. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, randomly shot his child in the chest.
Tired of all these black people having to forgive. You know what I mean? Fuck that dude. He should stay in there forever. Anyway, 0 to 100, Karen.
Oh, zero, he in jail where he belongs.
Yeah, 100 for me, talking about he got some black friends and found Jesus. Nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of my face.
Even if you have, you still belong in jail.
Yeah. You know he just gonna go shoot up Black Panther when it come out. Don't let his ass out.
Mm-mm.
Let's see what else we got here. Oh, Utah police reopened investigation with a new video reportedly showing a cop shooting a man in the back. Yeah, who would have thought?
Don't say.
I hope y'all sitting down.
The new video?
Apparently.
The video that they didn't know that was out there? That new, that hot fire?
Yeah. Police investigators in Salt Lake City are taking a second look at an officer-involved shooting dating back to January 8, 2015 because new cell phone video may show that the officer shot... Whoa, what? What is this happening? Anyway.
You scroll up, it's the one at the top.
Anyway, shot the victim in the back while he's on the ground. Salt Lake Police Officer Matthew Taylor was cleared last year in the shooting death of 42-year-old James Dudley Barker. According to Taylor, he feared for his life after Barker swung a snow shovel at him, resulting in fractures to his arm and foot. According to Salt Lake Tribune, new cell phone footage of the incident purportedly shows Taylor shooting Barker in the back after a struggle between the two. The video was provided to the district attorney office on Friday, with investigators now saying they plan to examine it and see how it compares with other evidence of the case. Mm-hmm. You mean lies?
Right, shit. This shit not adding up.
Our job and our commitment has always been to be as thorough and open and transparent as we can, so we are going to do our due diligence to re-examine what we have. said District Attorney Sim Gill in a statement. According to a police reform investigator who also provided the video to the Tribune, Barker had can be seen on the ground, possibly already handcuffed, when what sounds like three shots ring out. Already handcuffed? That's an execution.
Right, so he was of no danger to you.
Earlier footage showed Barker going door to door, apparently looking for work, shoveling snow. According to police, Taylor was dispatched when one neighbor reported Barker as looking suspicious. God damn. Yo, he's trying to do an honest day's work and make money and help his neighbors out.
Mm-hmm.
Someone calls the police on a dude looking for work, who's working, not hurting anybody.
They don't care.
Will shovel you out your snow for your driveway. And you calling the cops on him because he's suspicious or because he's black?
Right.
Because he's black. Video taken from Taylor's body cam shows him speaking and arguing with Barker before it cuts out as the two begin fighting. The new video does not show when the two men, does not show the two men fighting, instead beginning with Barker face down as Taylor kneels over him. So whatever the altercation was got cut out, and the body cam just somehow doesn't show what happened.
Apparently that video disappeared.
It cuts out right as they begin fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing suspicious about that at all.
I don't believe that.
According to attorney Robert Rubin, who has been working on the case at the request of Barker's friends, it appears that the officer shot Barker three times in the back while handcuffed. At the very least, we want the district attorney to reopen the case, he said Friday. In an interesting twist, the new video has turned over exactly one day after the one year period expired, during which a person can file a claim against a police officer to pursue legal redress. The statute of limitations would not apply in federal court or in criminal investigation. So, who knows who had this and strategically releasing this one day after you can do something about it?
Yeah, I bet your officers did. Yeah. And you know what? In this instance, I wouldn't even give a fuck.
Yeah.
One day, so we gonna be like, fuck it, over one goddamn motherfucking day.
Yeah. Hopefully they turned it, they didn't know about that other rule, and that's why they did it, and now you're still gonna end up being in trouble for criminal investigation and federal, you know. But yeah, 100 for me, man.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking cops, man. And he got away with it and lied about it too for a whole year. He just didn't know that other video was out there. He would have got away scot-free killing that man in cold blood.
Of course.
You know, all the physical evidence and shit be damned, right?
Right. Don't matter.
Cleveland school resource officer was on social media and decided, you know what? I don't really like my job.
Mm-hmm.
He's been placed on paid administrative leave. AKA vacation, after a local news station started asking about a Facebook post calling the mother of Tamir Rice a stupid bitch. Rice, a 12-year-old Cleveland boy, was shot and killed last year while playing with a toy gun by police officer Timothy Lohman. Prosecutors last week declined to file charges against him 2 days after the decision was announced. Cleveland Metropolitan School District officer Matt Cicero posted the comments to his Facebook page. Cicero patrolled the school district Rice attended. The page has since been deleted, but they took some screenshots of the comments, errors included. Tamir Rice's mama just want money. Let's make the proper changes. Raise your kids not to play with fake guns, stupid bitch. All this media because they are not getting what they want. Again, please, anyone who does not like what I post, unfriendly me or block me. You're not worth my time. Imagine everything spelled it correctly and all the wrong yours, no punctuation, nothing.
Oh, that's terrible.
He responded to a Facebook friend who said the child didn't deserve to die for simply playing with a toy by saying, you pull out a gun, you get shot. I don't have time to ask questions and coddle kids that wave guns around. When asked about the post this week, Cicero would not comment.
You don't say.
Cleveland City Councilman Jeff Johnson said Cicero should be fired. It's disrespectful to women. It's disrespectful to African Americans. The fact that he's so insensitive, he's placing blame on Tamir's death on Tamir. For me, that's enough for him to not be working with children in the Cleveland school system.
Right, because you're supposed to be protecting all children. So basically, you're telling me you would shoot a black child.
He's supposed to be protecting and serving the community.
Right.
And this is his attitude.
Right. So why should you have your motherfucking job? Mm-hmm. Your job is to protect the same child that you that apparently deserve to die.
Yep. And of course he still has a job. He's just on paid leave right now. A hundred for me, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Donald Trump's pro-discrimination spokesperson,
mm-hmm,
a black woman that has a necklace that is made of bullets, by the way. You may have seen her on TV, guys. I don't know if you guys have seen her. I'll put a picture in the chat for you.
Real bullets?
You can see it. I'll put it in the chat for you. And you guys can decide if they real or not yourselves. Look real enough to me. Bullet necklace.
Oh.
Yep. That's the tackiest, most hood shit ever, but somehow she's representing Donald Trump and anti-blackness. Anyway, Katrina Pearson is an impressive figure. By the way, how come nobody is sending out, you know, agree or disagree with Donald Trump? Katrina Pearson is an impressive black woman.
Yeah, that shit was infuriating to me when people was talking about Bill Cosby's lawyer. Talking about agree or disagree. Can't we all agree she's a beautiful... I was like, no, we can't agree. He did that shit, and she's defending a fucking rapist. No, we don't agree. I don't care what the fuck her accomplishments are, and I don't give a damn if she's my same color. I don't agree with her actions.
Yeah, just because her... just because she's making the same points niggas make on Facebook...
Come on.
...doesn't mean she's doing a good job. I would have blocked her off of my page by now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even understand... while people are trying to act like this is so impressive. You know, I was talking to Josh Homer about this on Facebook, and I was like, dude, we don't do this for anybody else,
right? Because you know what, any other time y'all been talking about how black bitches ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason she's defending a rapist, and all of a sudden you want to dance her accolades in front of us like she's the best motherfucking baddest bitch ever. Get right. The fuck out my motherfucking face when in the next 15 minutes you gonna tell me how I ain't shit for having 3 children and my baby daddy not there and being on welfare, regardless of if it's the truth or not. I don't want to hear it. That's how ignorant these people's arguments are.
Mm-hmm. Well, she goes on cable news to defend Trump all the time, you know, xenophobia and bigotry that he has. And her most outright racist statement so far, there's a lot, but she said, after his pledge, his startling pledge to completely ban Muslims from entering the United States, with chimes on CNN about barring regular Muslims, she scoffed, yes, from Arab countries. You know what? So what? They're Muslims. The ability to deliver this line with a straight face ought to require a stiff drink. Some editorializing. At any rate, in 2008, before her ascent to Tea Party stardom, she and a failed run for Congress, she worked for Sanofi Aventis, a pharmaceutical company marketing prescription drugs to doctors in the Dallas area. 2 years later, she filed a suit against the company, claimed they had engaged in practices towards her which willfully discriminated against her on the basis of her race. Yep. So the schism wasn't... it was too much then. She demanded restitution for lost wages and emotional pain due to her treatment as a non-white person. She, who was Pearson, who was black, said a former manager spoke down to her as if she were a child. Behavior she blames on racial bias. She alleged she was sabotaged by the company by failing to provide her with advance notice of periodic training tests and not granting her standard time out of field to prepare and study, which she said was typically afforded to white employees. According to a later filing, Pearson said her former employer was denied her allegations, settled out of court, and the suit was dismissed. Multiple attempts to contact her regarding the suit have actually been unanswered. So
you don't say.
Yeah, it's convenient for her when it's convenient and when she's making her money.
Who cares? It's
totally different. So, 0 to 100, Karen.
100.
All right. Let's do some guess the race. All right, guys?
Okay.
Here we go. Now that it's time for some guess the race. That's right, it's guess the race time. Now that it's time for some guess the race. That's right, it's guess the race time. Ba-da-bump. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race, the number one game show going across all the podcasts. And we read and play news articles from all over the globe. And we ask our contestants today, the chat room, to guess the race. And the chat room is racist. All right. Story number one. A Louisville woman is accused of assaulting and robbing a disabled man.
Oh.
That's right. You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes, Karen. I guess she's just equal opportunity. She was arrested at the Hall of Justice. Oh, was the Justice League there?
Right! Well, they may have been out of town on vacation.
Did Wonder Woman put a lasso around her?
That's the truth.
She was arrested at the Hall of Justice in downtown Louisville Tuesday afternoon, months after police say she assaulted and robbed a man after he joked that he did not believe in God.
Oh.
You know you can't be making jokes like that around certain people.
Thank you. Police say a disabled man's response about God got a woman so upset she beat him with his own cane. A not guilty plea was entered for 49-year-old Laura Reed this morning. Police say in October she was at the victim's home and asked him if he believed in God. He jokingly replied that he did not. According to an arrest warrant, Reed became angry and beat him with the metal cane so hard it broke. She allegedly stole his cell phone, keys, $50, and credit cards. The man crawled to a nearby gas station and was taken to the hospital. Reed is charged with assault, robbery, and unlawful imprisonment.
Shit.
Yeah.
He got real up in there.
Mm-hmm. The victim was able to cancel his credit cards, but, you know. Let's see. The chat room, guess the race, guys. That Louisville slugger, white. Okay. Alright, let's give him a second. Kim Davis's niece, team soldier for Christ Black, Kim Davis fan clear. The good Lord would want you to take credit cards from a non-believer white. Kentucky Fried Cracker, Westboro Baptist white. Oh, the correct answer is white. She was a white lady.
Somebody guess black.
Somebody guess black who?
Team Soldier for Christ Black.
Oh, okay. My bad, dog. Hold on. I didn't even see that. I read that and didn't even see it. You big dummy. All right. Let's go to the bonus round. All right, guys. Where's my bonus round music? Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right. Double the points, double the race, and the bonus round against the race. So far, everybody's just about one for one. Let's see if they can do it twice. Dun, 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 dun. Teen girl Sienna Johnson detained on $1.4 million bail for allegedly planning a mass school shooting.
Woo.
A single text message may be the only thing to stop Sienna Johnson from becoming America's next mass shooter, prosecutors say. On the same day U.S. President Barack Obama shed tears over the country's endless cycle of gun violence, the 16-year-old schoolgirl fronted a court accused of planning an atrocity that has left her community cold. Sienna was arrested in December and charged this week with plotting to kill her classmates and teachers at Mount Vista High School in Colorado in the days before Christmas. According to police, she had taken overt and substantial steps in her deadly plan. As the world learns the details of her alleged plot, the identity of a fellow classmate and alleged accomplice has yet to be released. Chillingly, the school where the two girls allegedly planned to carry out the attack is just 16 kilometers down the road from Columbine High School.
Goddamn.
This news came from Australia. The site of America's most notorious school shooting, and that's no coincidence. In the lead up to the planned massacre, prosecutors say Sienna had made a number of online references to the film Natural Born Killers. The movie became an obsession for the Columbine shooters, Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, who frequently cited the film in the vast materials they left behind following the 1999 massacre. Sienna also allegedly made references to a number of other school shootings on her Tumblr page, which was dotted with violent images. Prosecutors will claim that the girl had done her homework on the school shooters she wanted to emulate. According to NBC 9 News, Sienna had made detailed maps of the school grounds with markings of where different groups of students hung out. She had also obtained a schedule of police officers assigned to the school. Damn.
Shit.
In the later months of 2015, she purchased a BB gun for shooting practice, according to reports. However, a lawyer for Sienna's co-accused has told a juvenile court there was no direct evidence the other girl was in possession of any weapons, bombs, or incendiary devices. In her smiling selfie, Sienna Johnson doesn't look like someone contemplating or capable of carrying out a massacre. She did, however, reportedly show signs of troubling and even dangerous behavior. During court proceedings this week, prosecution called the teenager extremely violent and claimed she had harmed her pets in the past. Reminds me of Stephen Avery. In the wake of her arrest, she was being treated at a psychiatric facility at a local children's hospital and allegedly admitted to police that she was faking her mental progress. Sienna's lawyer, Ara Ohanian, told reporters Colorado police and prosecutors had grossly exaggerated the case against his young client. The DA strongly disagrees. This has the potential to be something that is of extreme significance to members of this community, George Brockler said, adding the evidence, much of it sealed, bear out exactly what the pair had in store. Sienna's Webley page is filled with images of written notes that look like a stream of consciousness writings. The scribblings appear to be authored by her and give a dark insight into a seemingly troubled mind. I feel very stranded and alone. I still think people like me best when I only show what they want to see, and I'm not so nervous anymore, so maybe I can be easier to love. And now the air is clear and the sky is blue, she wrote. I still feel very alone and very isolated and very betrayed. In the about section of the page, she details her family life and how it became more difficult when her dad remarried. At the bottom of the page, she includes a number of happy childhood photos. She wrote of how she found solace in punk rock music, writing, and art. I still put all my time and energy into the things I enjoy most and hope to be the best I can be. In typical teen scrawl in the journal, she writes of being so rotten, so moody, so unhappy. Dear God, maybe if you made me pretty inside and out, I'd be like sugar and spice and all things nice. I've been so unclean. Wow. Apparently there's a rise in Columbine copycats since that attack. Malcolm Gladwell wrote about it. He referenced sociologist Ralph Larkin, who made the case that by leaving behind a website, extensive documents, videos, and a lengthy manifesto, the Columbine shooters laid down the cultural script for the next generation of mass killers. Larkin and Matt examined 12 major school shooters in the United States in the 8 years following Columbine and found in 8 of them, the shooters made explicit references to Harris and Klebold. So, just no mistake. Among the common traits displayed by those keen to join their ranks is a focus on the ritual of the attack. The focus is on the emerging traditions associated with school shootings rather than the deadly consequences. In the wake of her arrest, Sienna allegedly told police if she was released, she would try to carry out the massacre again, but would be more discreet about her plans. Damn. Her co-conspirator is reportedly undergoing psychiatric testing under police guard. Meanwhile, a judge has ruled that Sienna will be prosecuted as an adult. The 16-year-old is being held in jail awaiting trial on a $1 million bond. Her bond's still lower than Bobby Schmurder's. Mm-hmm. We still feel she is a danger to the community, Deputy District Attorney Deborah Ranholt told the court. Sienna is charged with 2 felony counts of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Police say an SMS tip off to the forest. What? No, don't do that. To the force's text a tip service days before Christmas led to discovery of the alleged plot. Guess the race of Sienna. What was her last name? Sienna Johnson, guys. See what the chat room believes. Too much plan in white. Troubling teenager, next affluenza case study, white. Bullet broad extreme, white.
Oh.
The shooter next door, snowflake, white. Emo white, mean girls gone wild, coming to a white neighborhood near use, produced by Matt Damon. Harming her pets, mean harassing and spray painting her ex-boyfriend's doghouse. White, booger eating Becky, Decepticracker. The correct answer is white. Man, she was troubled.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she wanna kill people and shit. She looked at school and they had to seal all the evidence, so who knows what the fuck.
Yeah, because she's a minor, right?
Now, I don't know if that's why they sealed it or not, but who knows what other evidence they had, you know.
Right, the date public could come out with.
Because they sound real certain. Like, oh no, she was going to do this. Anyway, let's go to the last segment and talk about some sword ratchetness. A gay man in Guyana is charged with attempted murder over a sword fight with his boyfriend. A Guyanese man is in critical condition after his boyfriend attacked him with a cutlass during a domestic dispute.
Ain't that a car?
No, a cutlass is a sword.
Oh, it's the car.
The car is named after the sword.
Okay.
One man is in jail and another is in hospital after an argument allegedly turned violent between the pair and what prosecutors are calling an attempted murder. According to the Antigua Observer, 18-year-old Matthew Williams had been at his grandmother's house with his lover, Richie Wiltshire, when a domestic dispute flared up between the pair and Williams attacked Wiltshire with a cutlass. Williams wounded Wiltshire, but he disarmed him and fought back with the cutlass, wounding Williams on the back, hand, and head. Both men were taken to Georgetown Public Hospital for treatment, but Wiltshire's wounds were more severe, and he is still in critical condition in his wards. According to prosecutors, the men had been in a relationship for nearly a year before the fight. Williams appeared in court on Monday without legal representation, but was not required to take a plea towards his guilt or innocence. He will appear again January 22nd. Prosecutors argued against Williams being allowed to be released from bail due to the seriousness of the alleged offense. Homosexuality is the only country left in South America. What? I think they mean Guyana. Guyana is the only country left in South America where homosexuality is criminalized, but it does not appear that either Williams or Wiltshire are being prosecuted over the nature of their relationship. Well, I guess that's good that they're not being prosecuted over that.
Right.
Guyanese law punishes gross indecency between men with 2 years in prison. Shit. Attempted buggery with 10 years in prison and buggery with life in prison. Damn, that's that Game of Thrones shit.
Right.
Though the law does not specify what those terms mean. However, the Guyanese government has been facilitating a national debate over whether to repeal the law in line with its other South American neighbors since 2012.
Oh, so they're the only one holding out.
Yeah. Sword ratchetness crosses over with with gay news. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.